Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 2. Problems in Soritices. Section 1. Introductory. The problems we shall have to solve are of the following form. Given three or more propositions of relation, which are proposed as premises, to ascertain what conclusion, if any, is consequent from them. We will limit ourselves at present to problems which can be worked by the formula of Figure 1. Those that require other formula are rather too hard for beginners. Such problems may be solved by either of two methods, namely, 1. The method of separate syllogisms, 2. The method of underscoring. These shall be discussed separately. Section 2. Solution by method of separate syllogisms. The rules for doing this are as follows. 1. Name the universe of discourse. 2. Construct a dictionary making A, B, C, etc. represent the terms. 3. Put the proposed premises into subscript form. 4. Select two which, containing between them a pair of codivisional classes, can be used as the premises of a syllogism. 5. Find their conclusion by formula. 6. Find a third premise which, along with this conclusion, can be used as the premises of a second syllogism. 7. Find a second conclusion by formula. 8. Proceed thus until all the proposed premises have been used. 9. Put the last conclusion, which is the complete conclusion of the sorites, into concrete form. As an example of this process, let us take as the proposed set of premises. 1. All the policemen on this beat sup with our cook. 2. No man with long hair can fail to be a poet. 3. Amos Judd has never been in prison. 4. Our cook's cousins all love cold mutton. 5. None but policemen on this beat are poets. 6. None but her cousins ever sup with our cook. 7. Men with short hair have all been in prison. Universe men, A equals Amos Judd, B equals cousins of our cook, C equals having been in prison, D equals long-haired, E equals loving cold mutton, H equals poets, K equals policemen on this beat, L equals supping with our cook. We now have to put the proposed premises into subscript form. Let us begin by putting them into abstract form. The result is all K are L, no D are H prime, all A are C prime, all B are E, no K prime are H, no B prime are L, all D prime are C. And it is now easy to put them into subscript form as follows. 1. K sub 1, L prime sub 0. 2. DH prime sub 0. 3. A sub 1, C sub 0. 4. B sub 1, E prime sub 0. 5. K prime, H sub 0. 6. B prime, L sub 0. 7. D prime sub 1, C prime sub 0. We now have to find a pair of premises which will yield a conclusion. Let us begin with number 1 and look down the list till we come to one which we can take along with it, so as to form premises belonging to figure 1. We find that number 5 will do, since we can take K as our eliminand, so our first syllogism is 1. K sub 1, L prime sub 0. 5. K prime, H sub 0. Therefore, L prime H sub 0, and so on through 8. We must now begin with L prime H sub 0 and find a premise to go along with it. We find that number 2 will do, H being our eliminand. So our next syllogism is 8, L prime H sub 0, 2, DH prime sub 0, therefore L prime D sub 0, and so forth through 9. We now have used up numbers 1, 5, and 2, and must search among the others for a partner for L prime D sub 0. We find that number 6 will do. So we write 9, L prime D sub 0, 6, B prime L sub 0, therefore DB prime sub 0, and so forth through 10. Now, what can we take along with DB prime sub 0? Number 4 will do. 10, DB prime sub 0, 4, B sub 1, E prime sub 0, therefore DE prime sub 0, and so forth through 11. Along with this, we may take number 7.
11, DE prime sub 0, 7, D prime sub 1, C prime sub 0, therefore E prime, C prime sub 0, and so forth through 12. And along with this, we may take number 3. 12, E prime, C prime sub 0, 3, A sub 1, C sub 0, therefore A sub 1, C prime sub 0. The complete conclusion, translated into abstract form, is all A are E. And this, translated into concrete form, is Amos Judd loves cold mutton. In actually working this problem, the above explanations would, of course, be omitted, and all that would appear on paper would be as follows. 1. K sub 1 L prime sub 0. 2. DH prime sub 0. 3. A sub 1 C sub 0. 4. B sub 1 E prime sub 0. 5. K prime H sub 0. 6. B prime L sub 0. 7. D prime sub 1, C prime sub 0. Note that in working a sorites by this process, we may begin with any premise we choose. Section 3. Solution by method of underscoring. Consider the pair of premises xm sub 0 and ym prime sub 0, which yield the conclusion xy sub 0. We see that in order to get this conclusion, we must eliminate m and m prime and write x and y together in one expression. Now, if we agree to mark m and m prime as eliminated and to read the two expressions together as if they were written in one, the two premises will then exactly represent the conclusion and we need not write it out separately. Let us agree to mark the eliminated letters by underscoring them, putting a single score under the first and a double one under the second. The two premises now become xm sub 0 underscored and ym prime sub 0 double underscored, which we read as xy sub 0. In copying out the premises for underscoring, it will be convenient to omit all subscripts. As to the zeros, we may always suppose them written, and as to the ones, we are not concerned to know which terms are asserted to exist, except those which appear in the complete conclusion, and for them it will be easy enough to refer to the original list. I will go through the process of solving by this method the example worked in Section 2. Editorial note. What follows in this section is a small table, the data of which are contained in the accompanying textual version of this article on the same FCIT website. The listener is referred to that table to work out the problems from which this data are derived. The reader should take a piece of paper and write out this solution for himself. The first line will consist of the above data. The second must be composed bit by bit according to the following directions. We begin by writing down the first premise with its numeral over it, but omitting the subscripts. We have now defined a premise which can be combined with this, that is, a premise containing either K prime or L. The first we find is number 5, and this we tack on with a dagger representing a plus. To get the conclusion from these, K and K prime must be eliminated, and what remains must be taken as one expression. So we underscore them, putting a single score under K and a double one under K prime. The result reads as L prime H. We must now find a premise containing either L or H prime. Looking along the row, we fix on number 2 and tack it on. Now, these three nullities are really equivalent to L prime H and DH prime, in which H and H prime must be eliminated and what remains taken as one expression. So we underscore them. The result reads as L prime D. We now want a premise containing L or D prime. Number 6 will do. These four nullities are really equivalent to L prime D and B prime L. So we underscore L prime and L. The result reads as DB prime. We now want a premise containing D prime or B. Number 4 will do. Here we underscore B prime and B. The results read as DE prime. We now want a premise containing D prime or E. Number 7 will do. Here we underscore D and D prime. The result reads as C prime E prime. We now want a premise containing C or E. Number 3 will do. In fact, must do, as it is the only one left. Here, we underscore C prime and C, and as the whole thing now reads as E prime A, we tack on E prime A sub 0 as the conclusion with a Pilcrow sign. We now look along the row of data to see whether E prime or A has been given an existent. We find that A has been so given in number 3. So we add this fact to the conclusion, which now stands as Pilcrow E prime A sub 0 and A sub 1, that is, Pilcrow A sub 1 E prime sub 0, that is, all A are E. If the reader has faithfully obeyed the above directions, his written solution will now stand as follows. Editorial note. The data sets referred to here may be found on the accompanying FCIT website in textual form. The listener is referred there. The reader should now take a second piece of paper and copy the data only and try to work out the solution for himself, beginning with some other premise. If he fails to bring out the conclusion A sub 1 E prime sub 0, I would advise him to take a third piece of paper and begin again. I will now work out, in its briefest form, a sorority of 5 premises to serve as a model for the reader to imitate in working examples. 1. I greatly value everything that John gives me. 2. Nothing but this bone will satisfy my dog. 3. I take particular care of everything that I greatly value. 4. This bone was a present from John. 5. The things of which I take particular care are things I do not give to my dog. Universe things. A equals given by John to me. B equals given by me to my dog. C equals greatly valued by me. D equals satisfactory to my dog. E equals taken particular care of by me. H equals this bone. Upon solution, nothing that I give my dog satisfies him, or my dog is not satisfied with anything that I give him. Not that in working a sorites by this process we may begin with any premise we choose. For instance, we might begin with number 5, and the result would be as depicted on the accompanying FCIT website. The end of Chapter 2 and the end of Book 7. Read by Rick Kistner for Litigo on the web at fcit.usf.edu.